Damn.
What's up? What's up?
Man, I don't know, man. It feels like a while since we've recorded a podcast.
It has been. I mean,
it's been a minute.
Yeah, exactly. We're recording this kind of straight before we're going to post this, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Normally always we record a few days ahead at least. Yeah. But that was a bit difficult because I wasn't available.
It's tough. So, well, do you want to like record like on Friday or something again or this weekend?
We can, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, yeah, man. Well, how you been? You were in London, right?
I was in London. I was visiting my girlfriend and my a few friends of my university, which was nice. Very cool. It's a bit crazy because actually when I was just before I flew over, the Queen died. So that was just before I boarded my plane, which was it was a bit weird because
did they announce
suddenly
it
you come
in
into
the
this
plane?
Country. No, it was before I boarded. So like I knew of it, but when I yeah. went on the plane and everything. But it is crazy to see. I think especially this week now has been even more intense, and then leading up to the funeral will probably get even more. It was interesting to see how suddenly it just affected so many things, and like literally I couldn't go into the city without seeing like any signs about her. I think everyone's a bit in shock. I mean, at the same time, not like it was expected, but at the same time, she came to an age probably where. Just the natural life. After she'd moved out of the Buckingham Palace and everything, it was a lot of people speculated, but yeah.
I don't know. It was
we don't
want to
get too much
me,
into
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and just like, I mean, may she rest in peace, but people were like, also people in Germany, like classmates of mine, were talking about her like as if she was their grandma.
Part of the culture. That is how a lot of people view it. A lot of people are very. Damn. If you have a connection to the UK, depending obviously if you're a supporter or not a supporter of the Queen, but a lot of the supporters of the Queen, it did touch them quite a lot. I heard a lot from, especially from a bit of the older generation, that a lot of people were touched by it quite a bit, and I think people cried about it and everything. It is just part of a culture. I think for a lot of people it's difficult to understand, because we don't, in Germany you don't have that. We never had that. It's very different.
We're not here to talk about politics.
Exactly.
So here's the thing. I recently started university again, and
yes sir,
after a semester abroad where university was the easiest that it's ever been for me.
Yeah.
And then an internship
just
over
pass
the summer.
It, don't be an idiot.
Exactly. So, and then after the internship over the summer, like it's been a while since I've like really felt pressure from studying and university and all that stuff. So I was like, damn, I gotta get like back in the proper mindset. I gotta start, rearranging my priorities and, schedule my routine. Okay, when am I gonna do this? When am I gonna do that?
It's tough, isn't it?
It is a little bit tough. I'm not gonna lie. I mean,
it's weird how I think we've mentioned this many times, how different your schedule can be and your routines depending on what you do. How different it is to work schedule to university schedule. I think it's just the day, how it structures itself is so different.
Here's the thing, like whenever I work, I almost prefer working than I do studying, because when I work, I clock in the office, and all right, even if I have to stay longer in the office to finish my work, once I leave, I don't really have to worry about anything, you know, like I've done my work. And like I can go home and not have to worry about it. But like with the university, you know, you'll study all day, and then you'll get home and you're like, damn, I'm still not like prepared. I need to study more. And you always just have it in the back of your mind. Oh, I got these essays to do and these presentations, and it's just, it's so much. And then this is a little bit funny. The beginning of this semester, I have two of my best friends from university.
Yeah.
They are like the top in the class. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we would often do presentations together, and occasionally it would also mm-hmm. happen that others that were not so good at university would ask them if they could do the presentation with them. And sweethearts that they are, they would always like, they would say yes, and then only to find out that they would be the only ones doing any type of work and all the others would just benefit from their work, which is of course a shitty feeling.
Yeah, okay,
like, you're there to help out. Mm-hmm. You're not there to like do all the work and then let them benefit from your the effort that you put in. So this semester like all right, we're like getting nearing the end of our bachelor, and like no time for fun and games. We gotta take like all serious, and we said, all right, we're gonna split private or university time and private time. We're splitting it in half. How you are what as you a mean person, by that? Like for example, we can be like friends. And yeah. I'll love to like go out for a drink with you and hang out with you, but if I know that you're not good at university and I know that you're not going to do any work, I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm not doing any presentations with you. That's what we said.
That's okay. I get you. Yeah.
Okay. So there's right. So university and private time split in the middle, and that's how it is.
Mm.
So sure enough, so naturally, me and my two friends that are top in the class, basically we're doing all the presentations together, all of them, because we've like worked before and it's always worked well and we've had good grades and everyone was happy with how much work each person put in and so on. And bro, the amount of people
that
started hitting up these my friends, asking them if they could work, and then people making accusations. I thought we were friends, and then calling other groups, trying to like tell them, hey, I don't have a group because these people won't want me in theirs. And then they would call me and like, hey, can we try and like rearrange these groups? I literally had this one person like wrote me from another group. She was like, hey, this girl wanted to be in your group, and I thought she was in your group. That's why. And now apparently she's not in your group. Do you think like maybe I could go into your group so she could have a group? And all, and just going all. And bro, I read this message. I was like, I wrote back, damn, that sounds hella complicated. Honestly, I don't think the constellation of us in a group is beneficial for me. So I wish you the best of luck, but please leave me out of your problem. Like, that's basically where I was like, hey, that sounds tough, but it's not my problem. You know, leave me out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's just, it's drama. It's drama, but it's quite, it's quite funny. It's like, okay, like we're a small class, but, you know, life doesn't get
I think that's why there is a drama, because you're a smaller class. People know each other somewhat. Like when I go to class, even though a lot of the classes you have the same people like together. It's always similar people in your classes. In our classes, you might have a class that isn't too big, but that's only for that class, so they don't overlay. So you don't actually know everyone that well. So normally, you have like your set core of friends in your class, in those specific classes, and when you have to do a project, you'll do it with them. So it's kind of always like, for me, it's always you're stuck with them. But with you, it's like putting you back into school time. Small classes, everyone's like, oh, who's gonna do that? It's more more drama. It'd be quite funny to watch for an outsider.
It's cool, and you know, I definitely like feel the pressure of the semester, and the structure, the course looks a lot harder than it used to be, and a little bit worried. But on the other hand, you know, it's nothing I can't handle. You know, and I'll definitely
exactly.
But it's it's weird.
I always think like realistically, there's two things. Other people have done it before me, so it's possible. So that already makes my mind already helps. Yeah. Like, I think if you have to be at the forefront and you're the first person to ever do it, that is a tough thing to do. If there's no like no example or anything like that, it makes it so much harder. And second thing, with stuff like that, like university, like having to do your degree if you're in it, there's no way around it. you got like you can't, doesn't matter what you do, you gotta do it kind of vibe. Obviously you could say I'm gonna leave university, I'm gonna fail it, but if you say okay, I wanna get my degree, there's no way around it, I've just gotta do as good as possible. And that for me always helps to be like, okay, doesn't matter if like how much I complain or I worry or whatever, doesn't really change anything, I gotta do it, and there's no way past that.
I agree. I mean, so, I think it's definitely, it's a comforting thought whenever you find yourself in a situation where you're like, wow, this is so hard. It's very comforting to know that there are, I'm sure, loads of other people that before you felt the same way and managed to push through. You know, I mean, every person had to start somewhere, right? The champions started as beginners at a certain point in their life. Yeah, now, when you look at, like, for example, Conor McGregor, who was like two weight divisions, he was champion at the same time. He was the first to ever do it. You know, one of UFC's like biggest stars, alone in the fight world. You hear Conor McGregor, you know the name, and he started as he was a plumber. He was a plumber, and the interesting thing was with Conor McGregor. An Irish man who was like an Irish plumber, like basically from nowhere, and he was telling his parents how he was gonna like start fighting and try and join the UFC. But for him, it was very difficult because there was nobody that he could tell to his parents, hey, look, this person did it before me, because there was nobody that did it before him, which is really interesting. And nonetheless, he pushed through. So I think even in the rare case where maybe you're doing something for the first time, it's mostly you against you. And
yeah, for sure.
And it's up to you. I mean, of course, there are days where I, as well as I'm sure everyone else does, there are days where, you know, you don't want to. You don't feel like you're too tired or whatever. But we always talk about like how important discipline is and how consistency over years can eventually add up to such huge rewards that eventually come back to you in a way that you don't even realize until they're there.
No, for sure. There's so many ideas of it. Discipline is this one thing you said with like getting better 1% every day, and all these different concepts and ideas. And at the end of the day, all they are there for is for you to improve over time and become the best version of yourself. But in order to do that, you just got to keep going at it and do whatever is right for you, but you just have to keep going. And at the same time, I think always the broader picture, sometimes what you said is like, sometimes you don't want to do it, sometimes it might not work out, but a step back doesn't necessarily have to mean like you're falling back completely. It might just be a step back in that sense, but could still be a step forward overall, because you said, okay, I can't do this, I'm going to pursue something else. But yeah.
I think it's especially unfortunate because there are so many people in this world that have so much potential, but it's just wasted. You know, I mean, I honestly think that, like, pretty much we all are born the same. We're all born the same. Okay, maybe some are genetically a little bit more gifted or whatever, but when it comes to, like, work ethic and everything, we're all born at level zero, let's say that. And I mean, sure, there are some people that are born in, like, I guess, worse life situations where maybe they're not in, like, a more privileged position. But nonetheless, there are also a handful of people, or, like, a bunch of examples of people that came from nothing and made something out of them. Like Conor McGregor, like The Rock, like Barack Obama. I don't know if Barack Obama, actually, but there are plenty.
I think it is difficult to say for people who come out of worse scenarios. Like, there is a tougher level to it, obviously, because you just have to fight under the same thing as if you have, like, you're maybe born as a minority, or even not anything. that might be to a disadvantage. It's just an added pressure. Obviously, that makes it harder. I think who was it? I think I might have even said this on the podcast before. I think Warren Buffett once said, if you're born as a white male, you already got a head start to the rest of the world.
I guess because, so, that is true.
In a sense. But yeah. What you're saying at the same time is hard work has shown to pay off in so many, in every situation. Because the same way as someone from a less privileged background, the people that make it out of this background and get successful, there might be some, okay, maybe if you an anomaly, but most, like pretty much all of these people that made it out of difficult life situations got to where they are now, if they're successful, by hard work, determination, discipline, and all these things, because they had to work against these things. And at the same time, there's kids that are super privileged, have everything from home, they've got money, exactly, they've got the education, but without all these things, they come out of school and they start their life and whatever, and they don't get anything done because they don't have any motivation, any discipline, and any of these attributes. And if you're lucky enough and your parents are so super rich that you never have to work a day in your life and you can get fed through your whole life, fair enough. But that is more than just being well off. That is just such a small percentage, I would say. But for those people who might have grown up with a really like a nice life, good education, everything you were provided for and everything, but if you don't develop certain sense of determination, discipline, and all these things, you will still amount to nothing later in life, because there's all a better education can only bring you that far. I don't know. Yeah, that's my take on it.
Like you said, there are plenty of people that are born with in a situation where their families can offer them anything they want in the world, anything. Yet they don't really make anything out of themselves. And then on the other hand, you also have people that are born with absolutely nothing and then, you know, take everything that they have and really, like, you know, come far by themselves, which is extremely impressive and honestly is definitely a lot more difficult. There was one time when I used to live in Wiesbaden, we lived on like a very nice street in Wiesbaden. Like the street was well known throughout Wiesbaden. It was known as like the street with like the biggest houses and the most expensive houses. And our neighbors across the street, I don't know what the man did, but they definitely, like, you know, had the newest cars in the driveway all the time. They flew private and so on. And they had two kids that were like 10 years older than I was at the time. And their son finished his bachelor and was gifted a Ferrari.
By his father. I think you've told this story before.
Did I tell the story?
Yeah. You might have.
Yeah, so I'll tell it quick. Then he was gifted the Ferrari, and then basically he fell into a depression because you finish your bachelor and then you're gifted the Ferrari. Like, why would you go and work for $60,000 a year? Mm-hmm. Which is already quite good when, like, starting off work for the first year, right? Why would you work $60,000 a year? You can't even pay off the Ferrari after like 3 years of working.
For sure.
It was like really interesting to see, I mean, granted, like, it wasn't like his fault, you know, it was like the fault of the father, I would say, in my opinion. Yeah. But nonetheless, you know, because of I've seen situations like that, I am also very self-aware when it comes to me and my family. Like for example, hella inflation right now. Hella inflation. And me as a business student, I know, okay, if there's a lot of inflation, the money that I have right now is not like nearly worth as much as it was a year ago. Nonetheless, I would never go to my parents, hey, because of inflation, like, I need more money.
Yeah.
I would never do that. Just because Even if they, let's say, if I were to get completely cut off and I had to 100% rely on myself, one way or another would benefit me. I really believe that. One way or another, it would benefit me. I would either work more, or I would be able to, I'd have to go out less, and therefore I'd study more and I'd get better grades or whatever. So whatever situation that like I think I would find myself in, I always try and find the positive, because there, in every situation there is a positive. Sometimes it's a little harder to find it, but in every situation there is a positive.
Oh, for sure. I think, I mean, I talked to a friend recently, and they said they're on a placement right now, and there's a bit of a switch up with like their bosses and everything, and they're kind of short in staff, which means although it's a placement, they are gonna get a lot more responsibility.
Okay.
And first, when they first heard it, they were like kind of like a bit nervous about it and being like, oh, this is a lot. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know any of these tasks. How am I even gonna do this and everything? And I just told them, realistically, they wouldn't. They want you to do a good job. This is like important for them. So they wouldn't have given it to you if you weren't able to do it with their support, obviously. But they think you can do it. And I think you can do it. Realistically, all you need is you to believe that you can do it. Because at the end of the day, if you pull this off and come out on the other side, the only thing that will come out of it is a positive thing, because you would have taken more work, done a good job, and left people happy. And they'll probably they'll praise you for it afterwards. They'll say how good you've done that. We didn't, whatever. Praise you for it, and you'll be really glad, learn a lot of new things. So I'm always like, with every challenge there's so much positive that can come out of it. Yeah, exactly what you said, there's positives in most things.
I remember as well, one time, the first internship I did, or the first like proper internship for university that I did, I interned at a company where my family is friends with the owner of the company, and my dad was also involved in the business. So nonetheless, I had like plenty of classmates that also got plenty of internships through contacts, family connections, and they'd have the father, you know, write somebody, and then they get the internship and that's it, which is fine. Okay, that's their thing. Part of interning somewhere is also learning how to go through job interview applications and how to act during a job interview, and you know what questions to answer and how to answer them and so on. So I've gone to lunch, dinner, I've met this man's family like plenty of times. Nonetheless, I still wrote a full application and I sent it out. And then I get the placement, the internship, and then I get there and he gives me a project regarding something that I've never done before in my life. Ever. I never had any experience with it. And I was like, okay, bet. All right. And it was a great opportunity. I'm so grateful for it. And I worked hella. I worked so long. I was always the first in the office, and often I was the last to leave. And at the end of it, I worked in the e-commerce department, and the manager of the e-commerce at the end of my internship comes to me, and I was like showing her the work that I did, and she was looking at it, she was like so shocked and surprised. I was like, wow. She was like, wow. I'm like, Mark, I'm gonna be honest with you, when you first walked in and I saw that like we were getting an intern and I know who, like, and I know what your situation is regarding the company and your connection and everything, I thought we were gonna get like some rich spoiled kid that wouldn't do shit. And you like completely proved me wrong, and you were way more than I could have like hoped for. And it was like, and bro, hearing that was so cool. And I ended up working additionally another few months at the company to like finish off the project and so on. And so that was like, it was a nice little reward. Alone, the acknowledgement of my work was pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. Of course, there were also financial shows benefits of gratefulness and so on, and alone for like my knowledge and everything, I learned a lot as well, and it was a great opportunity, and it's something that I can like, you know, talk about and brag about a little bit.
But no, 100%. I think cool. I think it's nice that obviously it worked out straight away. I think also it's sometimes it's difficult, like when you get it, I also like like with my internship at the moment, people are happy. I've got good feedback already. But sometimes in life, I like people also, they work really hard and you don't get that acknowledgement straight away, let's say. But also, nonetheless, I always believe if you work hard enough, it will always pay off at some point. There's enough cases out there in the world of people who failed so many times but just keep working at it. Doesn't mean it has to be one thing. You have to obviously be smart about it. What is it worth, like staying with the same thing, or I maybe have to switch and move somewhere else?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but nonetheless, the thing that pulled through all of that, even if they change what they're pursuing or not, was always working hard and always keep going for it, whatever it was at the time. So I always believe if you try hard enough, something will come of it. Obviously, success won't be the same for everyone. Some people might end up being a billionaire. Some people might up ending just I don't know, with a stable income and a nice little family. But maybe one was way better, or one is just, that is enough for you, whatever your success is. But I think always something will at some point come from it. All you have to do is like just for not sure. give up, kind of thing.
I mean, also the definition for success is different with every person, right? I mean, like I don't need to be able to afford a 500,000 euro diamond necklace for my girlfriend. I don't need to. That's like that's like too much for me. Even like, if I have that much money and I'm not like doing something positive with it, Connor, please slap me, okay?
Yeah.
So and then of course you have other people that like. Also would prefer a more simple life, which is also amazing in its own way. So I guess it's just a matter of like trying to figure out, okay, what are your objectives, what do you kind of want to obtain in your life, and what can you do today to, you know, to take what steps can you take in order to find yourself on a path where you'll be able to one day reach the life that you hope for, or even reach a life that you could have dreamed about or that you dreamt about.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's hella hot in this apartment.
Start of uni got you thinking.
Bruh, for real. I'm a little stressed, I'm not gonna lie, and there's like a lot going on. But I'm doing my best, and I think at the end of the day that's all anybody can ask for. As long as you do your best. For sure. No matter the outcome. For sure. If you do your best and you've given your all, then you know that no matter the outcome, you've done everything that you could to try and achieve the result that you wanted. And even if you aren't successful, you know that you gave your all. And and if it wasn't enough, then it wasn't meant to be, or wasn't but for you, then you go try something else.
For sure. Those are the tough, I think, the most tough things. If you, like, you feel like you've given it your all and everything, and it wasn't enough, like it still didn't work out. Those are really, really tough things. And stuff like mentally, that's a real big struggle. But even then, I always think, you can either talk about, okay, whatever, like the stuff you learned through doing all those things and pushing hard, maybe that can benefit you in the future. But overall, I always feel like if you push really hard, even if it doesn't work with this thing you did, with like, let's say you had a test and you worked really hard and the grade just wasn't what you expected. But nonetheless, I always feel like there is a momentum and an energy you are creating.
Yeah.
With this work hard, if you keep that going, at some point something will work out. That might be that, okay, this test doesn't work out, but I now know how these tests work, whatever. Next test it will work out better, and I know what to expect, and I can execute even better, and then suddenly my grade is way better and exactly what I hope for. You can push it up to the biggest extent. Let's say you create a business and the first one doesn't work, the second one doesn't work, the third one doesn't work, but suddenly the fourth one is a fucking, it's going straight to the moon and everyone knows about it and you're making crazy money.
And that's often the case as well.
Could be. No one, you can't fully plan your life. No one knows the life ahead of you, and you're just going to have to do your best to write it the way you want to.
I think we should end the podcast on that. No, I like that. I like that. Yeah. All right. Well, that being said, you know, thanks for listening to this week's episode.
Yes, sir.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast, all that good stuff. You know, we always say it, so I don't need to repeat myself. And yeah, from your side, anything else, Colin?
No, I just wish you guys a good week and see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.